This is a podcast from WILL AM 580. To support our station, please visit www.willpledge.org. That's www.willpledge.org.
This is the AM 580 News Daily Podcast for Thursday, May 8th. I'm Tom Rogers. Coming up, the second part in our two-part series on gay adoptive parents in Illinois. We'll also get a forecast from AM 580's Mike Soule. First, today's news. A Champaign County Board committee will discuss options for the county's nursing home tonight, including the options of raising taxes to support it or seeking a buyer to take it over. AM 580's Jim Meadows reports.
Finance Committee Chairman Brendan McGinty says he doesn't want to sell the nursing home or raise taxes to support it. But the Urbana Democrat says the county must begin looking at all its options. Administrator Andrew Buffenbarger says the Champaign County Nursing Home will end the year in the red again, even if the county board approves another influx of emergency funding next month. But Buffenbarger says a self-sufficient county nursing home is possible.
Because there are other counties that have done it. DeKalb County, McLean County have both managed to run county-owned nursing homes for years. And over the last several years, at least, both of those homes have managed a balanced budget. So it's possible. We just need to get our operations to match theirs.
Buffenbarger will outline some of the changes he's making at tonight's Finance Committee meeting, including the layoffs of 27 non-nursing employees effective next month. McGinty says he doesn't expect a definitive vote on the county nursing home's future at tonight's committee meeting, but he hopes it will launch a serious discussion of what might be done. I'm Jim Meadows, AM 580 News.
The Champaign County Board's Policy, Personnel, and Appointments Committee had plenty of questions last night for school and bond investment firm officials about a 1 cent sales tax that local school boards want to fund school construction and maintenance. Republican Greg Knott raised concerns that state government may try to take control of the new sales tax revenue in the future. Champaign School Board President Dave Tomlinson says that fear is one reason why they're asking for the sales tax at the maximum level, 1 cent on the dollar.
We were fearful. I'll just be perfectly honest that, like Greg and others have expressed, the state legislature was going to not do this, that there was going to be some change so rapidly that if we asked for the quarter cent and then went back to the voters in another 5 years to ask for another quarter percent, that would be a mistake.
If voters and the county board approve, school districts could only use the sales tax to build and repair school facilities and to lower property taxes by paying off bonds on past projects. Several school boards, including Champaign and Urbana, have promised property tax relief if the sales tax passes. If the Champaign School Board votes for the sales tax next week, enough school boards in the county will have formally endorsed the idea to require its placement on the November ballot. The Facilities Committee is expected to take a vote on putting that referendum on the ballot at its June meeting. The Energy Department says it's moving ahead with plans to spend $1.3 billion on multiple clean coal power plants, instead of just one that developers and certain federal lawmakers wanted built in Mattoon. The DOE says it makes more sense to spread the money around. The project is future-gen. It would create power plants that capture carbon emissions and permanently store them underground. But Democratic Senator Dick Durbin says Mattoon deserves the entire project after an alliance of big power and coal companies picked that town in December. The DOE pulled the funding for that just weeks later, citing ballooning costs. Durbin is threatening to block White House appointments to the DOE while looking for a way to pass a bill that would keep the project afloat until the next president takes office. Last year, the governor and state lawmakers received a double-digit pay hike. And while the Illinois House voted to turn it down this year, lawmakers may get another sizable raise. Amanda Vinicky has more.
A state panel's recommended that legislators' base salary should be about $70,000 a year. Most legislators would make well over that, however, with their additional committee assignments. Ron Waite, a Republican from Belvedere, was one of the representatives who rejected the raise.
People are really hurting out there, and this certainly, we should set the example and should not be giving ourselves a pay raise when everybody else is hurting out there.
Despite the House's action, the Senate must follow suit in order for the raises to become null and void. In Illinois, Senate President Emil Jones has said he wants a bigger paycheck.
I need a pay raise.
You'd support another one?
I need a pay raise.
The state panel also recommends that Governor Rod Blagojevich be paid $190,000 a year. That's a $20,000 pay bump. I'm Amanda Vinicky.
The trial of a man charged with murdering his estranged wife in southwest Champaign County and burying her body in a wooded area will stay in the county. A judge has turned down a change of venue request for Robert Arnett's attorneys. Arnett is accused of covering up Naomi Arnett's killing last May. She was missing for months until searchers found her body near Sadorus, where the family lived. The trial is set to begin in August. It'll be nearly 2 weeks before Urbana city leaders vote on a request for landmark status at the historic Lincoln Hotel. AM580's Jeff Bossert explains why.
The vote was delayed from last night's Historic Preservation Commission meeting to the May 19th City Council meeting. That's because the hotel's new owner has submitted a letter to the commission opposing the landmark designation. Global Hotel Management of Normal says giving the Lincoln that status before finding a major hotel chain to operate it could backfire. Group Vice President Fred Roderman says the Lincoln needs to be modernized to some extent first. Local preservationist Brian Adams, who submitted the request for the designation, says he's torn between wanting to see the hotel do well, but also maintain the look left behind by a famous local architect.
I'm concerned that that it might be altered in a way that would sort of violate the unique architectural aspects of it that can be attributed to Joseph Royer. But I'm also very concerned that it does become a successful business in downtown. I know it's very important to downtown.
Both Roderman and Urbana Planning Manager Robert Myers say they don't mind the historic landmark status coming after a hotel operator is found and new amenities are added, saying it might help market the Lincoln. I'm Jeff Bossert, AM 580 News.
For the latest newscast online, go to will.illinois.edu/news. This is the AM 580 News Daily Podcast. I'm Tom Rogers. Yesterday, we introduced you to Brandon Bowersox and Kevin Johnson and their adopted son, Garrett. They say they're looking forward to seeing their son, Garrett, grow into adulthood, but the couple admits there are problems that come with raising a child in a same-sex household. In the second part of our series, AM 580's Terrell Starr explores the legal challenges they and other gay parents face.
Kevin and Brandon say they're confident about their decision to adopt, but are fully aware of the challenges associated with their decision, especially those involving the law. Brandon says while he and Kevin enjoy most of the same rights as heterosexual parents under Illinois law, the same doesn't hold true for federal law.
For example, we can't file taxes jointly. We still file taxes individually because the federal government doesn't recognize us as married or as spouses or anything. So that makes it harder because now we have a child. So we have to decide which one of us would file our taxes with the child and which one of us wouldn't.
Jill Getz is a Chicago attorney who's represented over 1,000 gay family clients. She says the legal complications Brandon describes are typical of all gay parents. Gatz also says there are some rights that even Illinois state law can't provide, particularly if couples split and child support or maintenance enters the picture.
So let's say if one of them was the stay-at-home parent and the other one was the one bringing the income in and that relationship ended and the stay-at-home parent still probably best capable of making most of the good parenting decisions about the child, wouldn't have the income from the other side as you would in a marriage.
Gatz says the absence of this protection leaves many children and spouses of broken gay families in dire economic situations.
People struggle. They end up living very poorly, and their children end up living in situations much less well provided for than they were when the relationship was intact.
A civil union bill could change that. Is being discussed in the Illinois state legislature, and it would give the courts the power to help gay parents address issues like child support. Gatz says if the bill makes it out of the committee and is approved, it would level the playing field between gay and heterosexual parents.
The horrible situation I was just telling you about, where one parent stays at home, raises the kids, the relationship ends, and that parent doesn't have any rights to any of the monies that have been saved in the retirement accounts or any equity in the home or any maintenance, the courts would have the ability to correct that situation, just as they do with heterosexual married couples.
Even so, the provision would apply only to Illinois. Brandon says he realizes that if he and Kevin were to move to another state, they would run into new problems. Across the country, movements have taken place to impede any efforts to help parents like Brandon and Kevin gain marriage rights. Marriage rights, Gil Getz says, would equal greater parental rights for gay parents. In 2004, 11 states across America voted on proposals restricting the definition of marriage to one man and one woman. each state overwhelmingly approved the proposal. And there is a call for an amendment to the U.S. Constitution that would ban same-sex marriage. Many critics who argue that children are best raised in households consisting of a man and a woman feel that a constitutional amendment against same-sex marriage would slow the number of gay adoptions. David Smith of the Illinois Family Institute is one of them. He says his organization is lobbying the state legislature to prevent the current civil unions bill from becoming a reality.
It still is counterfeit marriage. It would still give government recognition to an immoral, unhealthy, unnatural lifestyle. And of course, as it refers to children, it would necessitate homosexual adoptions of children.
Kevin rebuffs Smith's ideas as outdated. He says today's families are not limited to two-parent households consisting of a man and a woman, and argues that studies show children living in same-sex households are not affected negatively. To date, Illinois and Indiana lawmakers have stopped attempts to put a marriage amendment on either state's ballot. Smith still wants to put the issue up to a popular vote. While the Illinois legislature and grassroots opponents are mulling the possibility of civil unions, Brandon and Kevin are planning their future family. Those plans include the possibility of adopting more children.
That's an ongoing conversation. Yeah, I think it might, I think maybe two would be nice, you know, for Garrett to have a sibling someday, but we'll figure that out. We have a couple years to decide if it's what we both want to do or not.
In a few years, the Illinois State Legislature may have decided whether or not giving parents like Brandon and Kevin more rights is something that they want to do. I'm Terrell Starr, AM 580 News.
While northern Illinois gets to see a little bit of sunshine today, the rest of us will still be under clouds by and large, with showers and thunderstorms diminishing in coverage during the afternoon, though. Today's highs across the two states will range from 55 near Lake Michigan to 74 in the far south. The high today in Champaign-Urbana only around 60 degrees, with occasional showers and maybe a thunderstorm mainly before noon. For tonight, in eastern and southern Indiana, mostly cloudy with scattered showers and a few thunderstorms. Elsewhere, partly to mostly cloudy, and lows from 38 in northwest Illinois to 54 in far southern Indiana. Tonight in Champaign-Urbana, cloudy and 46. For tomorrow, much better, partly sunny, with a chance of a few afternoon showers in southern and western Illinois. Highs tomorrow from 57 in far northern Illinois to 72 in southern Illinois, 64 under clouds and sun in Champaign-Urbana. Saturday, partly sunny with a high of 68, and Mother's Day cloudy with occasional showers and thunderstorms with a high of 64. This has been the AM 580 News Daily Podcast for Thursday, May 8th. You can find podcasts of Focus 580, The Afternoon Magazine, agricultural programming, and other helpful information on our website, will.illinois.edu. I'm Tom Rogers, AM 580 News.